is a presidential trip to Qatar has been called off until further notice as a result of one member of the high-level advanced team who traveled on Sunday tested positive on the entrance to Qatar. That prompted the Qataris authorities to quarantine the whole delegation, including the presidential advisor on the security and the ministers, including the minister of foreign affairs, the minister of finance, and the minister of wildlife, and all this. They are all quarantined because it is a mandatory in Qatar to quarantine anybody found positive, together with the contact of that person. There were six ministers and some were officials of other capacity. This is a working visit to Qatar, in which bilateral relationship between the Qatar and Republic of South Sudan would be addressed amicably. As you know, Qatar doesn't have the embassy direct here in Juba. Their embassy is in Khartoum and is overseeing South Sudan. Though we have already opened our embassy in Qatar. So owing to that, the president was to travel and some memorandum of understanding would be signed by the ministers and their counterpart, which the meeting that was set the following day, if the president were to arrive, the meeting that was going to take place today, the ministers with their counterparts signing a memorandum of understanding. But when it became clear that the advanced team has been quarantined and they will not be allowed to move anywhere in Qatar, it made the presidential trip impossible, at least for now. So this would be the first time that the Qatari government and the government of South Sudan sit to discuss bilateral relationships, and it was important for South Sudan. Calling off the presidential trip for now is not indefinite. It is until further notice.